Sometimes we say that our deepest wish is to be happy all the time. Maybe you've heard that at a Buddhist center near you sometimes. We all wish to be happy all the time. And that's true. And so, interested in this happiness, we begin to practice a spiritual path. We begin to learn to meditate and to focus on the Lam Rim, the stages of the path of Sutra. We learn how to control our delusions of anger and uncontrolled desire, jealousy. We learn how to control them to some extent. And as we progress through these trainings, there comes a point, well, it did for me, maybe it doesn't happen to you, but there comes a point when I realized I can't be happy all the time unless everybody else is happy all the time. It's impossible. How can I be happy when other people are miserable? It doesn't make sense. So at that point, you think, well, what can I do? What can I do about this? And we learn about the qualities of enlightened beings. We learn about Buddhas, just infinite, incredible, completely pure qualities they possess. And we understand that without us ourselves becoming a Buddha, without us becoming an enlightened being ourselves, there's no way to fulfill our wish for us to be happy all the time. There's just no way. It won't happen. There'll always be this little sort of unsatisfactory aspect to our happiness, which is that everyone else is not happy, which is a big thing. So we make a decision at some stage to train in the bodhisattva's training. We want to become enlightened. And then we kind of realize that the teachings of the sutra path are wonderful, but not particularly specific. They don't teach precisely how. How are you going to become a Buddha? And then we discover, listening to tantric teachings, that's the way to become a Buddha, is to generate yourself as a Buddha and to then create the practical causes for yourself to completely purify your body, speech and mind and become a Buddha yourself, only through practicing the highest yoga tantra of completion stage can we do that. So the whole path, we need all the path, we need to practice all of it from the beginning to the end. But we realize eventually that it's only through practicing completion stage tantra that we can attain our goal, we can fulfill our wish to live in a place where everyone is happy all the time. That's what it really basically means, to live in a pure land. You know, everybody's happy all the time, everyone. So yesterday we were learning how to develop the main tool, the main weapon that we need to destroy the obstruction that is preventing this reality from appearing to us. We want to live in a place where everyone's happy all the time, but right now we can't, because we have this ignorant mind believing in the existence of all the things we normally see. Everything we see is impure, ordinary appearance, then we believe, oh, it's all impure. And there seems to be no way out. But when we listen to the tantric teachings, as you have been doing the last few days, we realize that what we need is a powerful concentration called spontaneous great bliss. It has a very beautiful name, spontaneous great bliss. And then we also learn some methods. Like yesterday, I went through the 8 stages of the practice of inner fire, which is a perfect method for attaining this, say, tool or weapon or skill of spontaneous great bliss, perfect concentration that we can use to focus on emptiness, and that emptiness realization will destroy our ignorance. And once our ignorance is destroyed, our world will transform into a world where everybody's happy all the time. We'll be happy all the time, they'll be happy all the time. Problem solved, job done, finished. Okay? And we can remain in that state forever. Eternally remain as an enlightened being, living in a place where everyone's happy all the time.